Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Luke 17:11 to 19. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." My theme for reflection is, does God care? Gratitude at the borders. Does God care? Gratitude at the borders. Airports are fascinating places. People from every corner of the world converge in one building, each carrying a story, a destination, and a hope. But here is the thing. Most of us pass hundreds of strangers without ever really seeing them. We glance, we walk past, but we don't stop. And yet every person in that airport has a name, a history, and a need. That in many ways is the world Jesus Christ steps into in Luke 17:11 to 19. On his way to Jerusalem, the route of suffering and salvation, he crosses a borderland between Samaria and Galilee. There, 10 lepers cry out to him. They are the invisible ones living on the edges, banished by illness and stigma. One of them, as the story unfolds, is doubly invisible, a Samaritan despised by Jews as an outsider. But Jesus Christ sees them, he heals them. And in their healing, we glimpse the heartbeat of the kingdom. God cares for those others ignore. The real twist comes afterwards. All 10 are cleansed, but only one turns back, praising God and falling at Jesus' feet in thanksgiving. And only then do we learn that this one was a Samaritan. The double outcast becomes the true worshiper. The stranger is the one who recognizes grace. And Jesus responds, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." Healing is good, gratitude makes it whole. Luke's gospel consistently pairs God's concern for the marginalized with a grateful response of faith. Those who have been pushed aside, the poor, the women, the foreigners, the sinners, seem most ready to see who Jesus really is because he has already seen them. As Miroslav Volf reminds us, exclusion and embrace are at the very heart of the gospel. In Christ, the excluded are embraced and the insiders are invited to see their need. Gratitude flows most freely from those who know they have been noticed, touched, and restored in their place of deepest need. The challenge for us is twofold. First, do we see the people at the borders of our own communities, the refugees, the homeless, the lonely, the overlooked? Or do we, like travelers in an airport, rush past without recognition? Jesus calls us to see as he sees. Second, do we recognize the borderlands within ourselves, the places of shame, failure, or exhaustion we would rather keep hidden? Jesus is not afraid of those borderlands either. He meets us there And when he restores us, our faith is expressed not merely in words, but in gratitude that glorifies God. This story reminds us that faith is not just believing God can heal, but returning to say thank you when he does. Healing without gratitude risks stopping short. Gratitude draws us deeper into relationship with the healer. So, does God care? Luke 17 answers with a resounding yes. He cares enough to notice lepers, Samaritans, and us. He cares enough to meet us at the margins and invite us not only to be healed, but to be made whole in grateful faith. And those who know they have been seen, loved, and restored will never cease to glorify God. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, who are the Samaritans at the edges of my community that I am tempted to overlook, and how might I see them as Jesus does? Number two, what hidden borderlands in my own life might Jesus be inviting me to bring into his healing presence? Now, our practical exercise for the day. Identify one person who often goes unseen in your daily life, a cleaner, security guard, delivery worker, or neighbor, and stop to thank them sincerely today. Let your gratitude become a way of glorifying God. Lord Jesus Christ, you cross the borders we build and notice the ones we ignore. Forgive us when we rush past those you love or hide the parts of ourselves that need your touch. Open our eyes to see as you see. Teach us to return in gratitude, to glorify you not only with words, but with lives that reflect your mercy. May our thanksgiving become faith that makes us whole. In your holy name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.